is taking it to a hundo.
You know you want to turn it up.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.
We are talking about this story about the wedding in the metaverse. So it's basically a virtual.
Yeah, it's...
Well, it was a virtual wedding. 2,000 guests.
Yes.
The bride and groom were avatars. Everybody was an avatar, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And the bride's groom, our bride's father, who passed away last year, walked her down the aisle because...
Well, just with an avatar, obviously.
With the avatar.
Yeah.
Which...
Yeah.
Oh, Dad, you were there. No,
but see,
that's
to me,
weird.
That doesn't count, though. I don't think you can bring people back in the metaverse because I think you have to at least still be represented by the actual person.
Well, nothing's real there, so why not?
Right.
I mean, this whole thing is ridiculous to me. But, I mean, if the whole...
they got married in front of Hogwarts.
Right. I mean, at this point,
it's
nothing is real.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
No matter how much they might think so.
Right. But they treated it like
it's
it was
not
a real wedding.
But,
like,
I will say to this that, you know, maybe I understand the sentiment a little bit of wanting your dad there. I mean, I can understand that, but he's not.
That's
If we're all just replaceable by an avatar, then wow.
That's not good for us
really
as a species.
Fallen off the cliff.
Right.
All right, Jeff. Mm-hmm. Jeff and Earlham has a good question. What is it, Jeff?
Are they going to have a virtual honeymoon also, or is they actually going to show up in person for that?
Well, I'm guessing if you go this direction, you probably don't know what to do on a real honeymoon. So, I'm guessing the virtual one's your best bet at that point in time.
Spam
so.
The X button. Spam the X button.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. You have a great day.
The morning entertainment the South Side thrives on.
Every morning.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.